go ahead and bid it out. So the thought is that they would go ahead and bid the Boys Camp Road subdivision sanitary sewer improvement project as an alternate. And if it should come in lower than expected, they may come back to the commission and present that and see if the commission would reconsider that decision. So they decided to bid it also along with that. Matt, is that a fair statement? Or?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. The idea was discussed with both Mr. Suti and Brad Albritton at the sewer district beforehand. The idea is that we may be able to realize some cost savings as far as economies of scale if we bid them both together, as well as on the engineering during construction and construction observation aspects of the project. They're constructed at the same time. There may be some cost savings there we'd be able to realize, and so it may be able to fit under the budget that was being discussed for the wastewater treatment plant improvements if it was bid together.
Move to approve the amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach, which extends the agreement termination date to October 31st, 2018.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Your motion is just to extend it on the date. Is that not correct?
To approve the agreement, and by approving the agreement, it extends it to the date of. That's what the request is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the wastewater.
There was no number identifying the amendment, mm-hmm. So I included the date to give a specific reason as to the. If it had been like amendment number one to the intergovernmental agreement, then I would have just made that motion.
And so that is for the wastewater treatment fund and for the Boys Camp Road?
Nope, that was just the intergovernmental agreement for Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach for the capital improvement design project.
Just for the capital improvement
design. Yeah, you want me to amend my motion to state that?
No, I just wanted to be clear.
No, you're right. You're right. You want me to amend my motion to state that?
Yes, sir.
Amend my motion to state that the funding agreement was for the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Capital Improvement Design Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach for the Boys Camp Road Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project, which extends the agreement termination date to October 31st, 2018.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to designate which was which, and I didn't see the. So thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Agreement for roof repairs number 18-108.
Move to approve the agreement for roof repair services by and between Taney County and Advantage Roofing and Insulation LLC.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I won't go over each one of these. I'll just highlight a couple of things. I've been talking a lot about the Master Gardeners statewide conference. That is finally this month. I've been talking about it a lot. It's at Chateau on the Lake, so I'll finally get to go to a very nice place that I haven't been to this whole time that I've lived here. And I know it's for master gardeners all around the state, but even if you're not a master gardener, you can go to it. They have a lot of vendors that'll be there. So go to it anytime the last weekend of this month, and you can go and see the vendors. So that's one unique thing we're doing. The Etsy class that I mentioned starts this month, and that's really encouraging small businesses online. Let's see, another thing is 4-H. So I'm starting a new 4-H club called the 4-H Explorers that's going to be at the Recplex, and that's tonight. So wish me luck. I don't know what it's going to be like, how many kids are going to show up. I hope it's a lot of kids. So I have a lot of cookies, a whole lot of cookies. I bought Walmart outs in cookies because no, they're in my car. We're shooting off rockets, so we're learning the phases of the moon with Oreo cookies. So you get an Oreo cookie, and they learn how to what a new moon looks like all the way to a full moon and the crescent moons and the half moons by scooping out the icing. And, of course, they get to eat the cookies. So Barb knows I'm doing this, too. So we're good with it. She every once in a while, it's good to have a cookie.
What age of kids would that take in?
I encouraged 8 to 18 because we're doing a lot of science. But I told them that, you know, the parents are going to be with them. And 4-H age starts at 5 at Clover Kids. And I said, if your 5-year-old can understand rockets, because I have done rockets with kindergarten or even younger age kids. And I said, if they can understand the concepts of rocketry and they'll be engaged with it, then they're more than excited to come and bring the whole family. And 4-H is like that, too. So if you have a 7-year-old kid and an 11-year-old kid and a 15-year-old and you also have a baby, you know, bring the whole family. We don't just say, you know, you have to leave your baby at home, find a babysitter, that sort of thing, so the whole family can come. And we do offer scholarships, so I have the scholarship forms and everything there for them tonight. And the last thing that was really unique that's already happened is that our workforce, goodness, I can't remember Amy's title. It's in here somewhere. Workforce and labor person? Labor and workforce development. She went to National Enzyme, and she usually only teaches the supervisors, but they asked her to come in and teach workplace harassment to all of their employees. So she was here last week for 3 days teaching workplace harassment to all their employees. So there you go. Any questions? That is it for me today. An easy day, huh? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Public hearing for levy setting.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
I sent you this information, printed out a copy, which is handy. Easier to read than on your cell phone. So today we have to set the levy for Boro. Thank you, Sheila. For both the General County Revenue and Roden Bridge. We also have to calculate the sales tax reduction for general county revenue as statute requires. So on your form on the left-hand side, you can see I put the sales tax for 2017 and the estimated sales tax for 2018, that should say, at $8 million. So 50% of that would be $4 million. So we've got to reduce our estimated levy value by $4 million. So on your right hand side, you see at the top, our assessed valuation is $1,039,786,820. You have to divide that by 100 because our assessed valuation is based on each $100 of assessed valuation, which brings you down to $10,397,868.20. Our tax rate ceiling comes from the state auditor's pro forma form, which I have copies of that for you. Here, if you'd like to look at that, for general county revenue, it is .1665. That's the maximum allowed for us to set. And so the calculation then comes to $1,731,245.06. So that's the estimated revenue at a levy. However, because we have to reduce that amount by 50% of the sales tax, we would then have to subtract $4 million from that, which gives us $2,268,754.94. Since there is not enough in general county revenue to make up that difference, then we have to subtract that remainder from the estimated levy of Road and Bridge. And I've done that. If you can look down below, you can see I've done the same calculation, and on step 7 is where I'm entering that subtraction. So the maximum allowed amount that we could levy in Road and Bridge would be $46,850.30. If you were to do that, then you would have to set your levy at 0.0045 for Road and Bridge. The Road and Bridge maximum tax rate allowed is 0.2227. So if you intend to set a levy, that would be the maximum you could do for Road and Bridge. And if you choose to do the voluntary rollback for that, then we would subtract that full 0.2227. Normally what we've done in the past is you'll need to ask if there's any comment from the public, Mike. And if not, then you can discuss that and decide, do you want to set any kind of a levy at all, or are we going to roll that Road and Bridge levy back to zero? There, by calculation, there is nothing that we can do for general county revenue. We have to take that that rollback of 0.1665, which would set our levy for general county revenue at zero. But you can set a levy for revenue if you so choose. Any questions?
Is there any comment from the public as far as the sales tax reduction calculation for the levy?
I think I see the head shaking no.
I see no comments.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that, not that we're even considering, but if GCR was going to try to pass the levy, they could not. It would be zero because. And so the greater that you put as your estimate or the projected sales tax, then that's going to, if ever it came to the point of setting the levy, that's in consideration for setting the levy.
Right. And I brought the $8 million list from budget hearings. That's what we discussed in the budget hearings, is your estimate. So even if it was higher, your reduction would be higher. And at our current rate, the 0.2227 maximum, we could do.
This is just for understanding on that. If, and you can't go lower because we need more money.
Right.
But if it were like $7 million, then that would be what would be put in for another year as the calculation.
Are you talking about?
She's saying if we were to lower the if we were to lower the estimate, then we'd be able to set a levy that's higher.
Not
be able to set the percentage higher, but we would receive. You wouldn't be subtracting $4 million from it. You'd be subtracting $3,500,000. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is then.
It's still going to give you a negative number.
Even if you say, hey, we're going to estimate $2
million. No, we can't.
So.
Well, even if you were to estimate $2 million,
they're still going to come through, yeah.
The state auditor's going to come back on you because they know we're going to get more than that. Let's just say that we did that. Let's just say that scenario-wise, let's say we set it at 6.5. And so the very next year, I would have to compensate for that. So we'd have a double negative the next year.
Because you're going to use what the sales tax is. I just wanted to understand it.
Now, if I remember right, we have to go ahead and approve the levy and then make a motion to roll back to zero?
Well, basically, on your general county revenue, what I need to do is it's called less required sales tax reduction. So you can set your sales tax reduction at 0.1665, which would initially set your levy at zero. So you could make motion to set your sales tax reduction at 0.1665, which therefore gives the county a levy of zero for general county revenue.
Yeah, I knew.